Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Medicare and Social Security are part of the promise we've made to people that if you work hard, then you're going to be able to retire with dignity and respect.
Mitt Romney's plan? The AARP says it ends guaranteed benefits. Seniors could pay $6,000 more a year. The president is protecting Medicare.
Most Americans believe we're heading in the wrong direction. Higher deficits, chronic unemployment, a president who admits he can't work with Congress.
You can't change Washington from the inside.
But he says he's only had 4 years. That's all Mitt Romney needed. He turned Massachusetts around, cut unemployment, turned the deficit he inherited into a rainy day fund, all with an 85% Democratic legislature. Some can't live up to their promises. Others find a way.
Well, there we go. Latest ads for the two main candidates for the presidency. Election is a week from tomorrow, right? The latest ads in the presidential race, where we get started on this hour of today's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Monday, the 22nd of October. I'm Doug Steffen. Take apart some of the interviews that were done on the Sunday morning news programs from the various networks. We'll hear from pretty much everybody over the course of the next hour, and your thoughts and calls will certainly be appreciated and warranted. If you have strong feelings about the presidential race, join the talk hosts at 800-510-8255, where a lot of the talk hosts get their fodder comes from shows like the Fox News Sunday morning program, where Chris Wallace talked to Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Dick Durbin, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, about the news that Iran and the Obama administration had agreed to talk and Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons.
A key moment from the debate that has to do with Governor Romney's tax and spend plan, his budget, his effort to reach a balanced budget. This is how the president went after it on Tuesday. Let me play a portion of it.
Now, Governor Romney was a very successful investor. If somebody came to you, Governor, with a plan that said, here, I want to spend $7 or $8 trillion, and we're going to pay for it, but we can't tell you until maybe after the election how we're going to do it, you wouldn't have taken such a sketchy deal. And neither should you, the American people, because the math doesn't add up.
Now, here's the thing. I know the Romney campaign has 6 studies that say it does add up, but we don't know exactly how. I've talked to Erskine Bowles and Senator Simpson of the Simpson-Bowles Commission, and they say it simply doesn't work, that either the middle class will have to pay more in taxes or you have to blow up the deficit. What can you say specifically that has undecided voters out there getting some clarity about why the math works, aside from asserting that it does work?
Well, David, 2 points. One, it does work. You mentioned a half dozen studies. The president is talking about a study that is not the Romney plan. That's what's been great about these debates, and this is why they've helped Mitt Romney in Ohio and around the country, is that Mitt Romney's been able to tell people who he is and what his policies are, rather than relying on these 30-second attack ads by the Democrats that, as you said, have been running hot and heavy in Ohio, mischaracterizing who he is, misrepresenting his policies. So the policy does work. It does fit together, and it's because it's tax reform. It's not just tax cuts, and it does, you know, require looking at some of these deductions, credits, and exemptions, and so on. So it does work. It does fit together. So that's what these debates have been fantastic for in terms of Governor Romney. Now, second is Governor Romney has a plan. The president's out there attacking a plan. Now, he's mischaracterizing it, but at least Governor Romney's got a vision for the future, and he's got the plan to put America back to work. That's not what you hear from President Obama. He's talking about 4 more years of the last 4 years. And if you're an undecided voter in Ohio today, that's not what you want to hear. You know things are not going well. You know you want to change. Governor Romney's laid out a change. And in these debates, he's been able to talk about what he's actually for and how it works.
800-510-8255. Sorry about that. That was from Meet the Press. David Gregory talking to Senator Rob Portman about the president's comments that Mitt Romney's economic plan didn't add up. Now, let's try the Chris Wallace conversation with Senators Graham and Durbin.
There's a report that Iran and the U.S. have agreed in principle to one-on-one talks about Iran's nuclear program. Like the White House said that they have not agreed to talks, but that the U.S., the administration, is open to the idea. Senator Graham, let me start with you. What do you think of one-on-one talks with Iran? And what do you make of the timing of this coming out 2 weeks before the election?
Well, I think the Iranians are trying to take advantage of our election cycle to continue to talk. As we talk with the Iranians, whether it's bilaterally or unilaterally, they continue to enrich. And the vice president and the president have said, we will do nothing without coordinating with Israel. So we've talked with them in Moscow. We talked with them in Baghdad. They continue to enrich. I think the time for talking is over. We should be demanding transparency and access to the nuclear program. They've doubled their centrifuges. So I think this is a ploy by the Iranians. I hope we're talking to the Israelis. And as we continue to talk, they continue to enrich and they're trying to break apart the coalition.
What do you think of the timing of this story coming out when assumes from U.S. sources, not Iranian, just 2 weeks before the election?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious they're trying to continue a dialogue using our election cycle in a pretty clever way. I hope we don't take the bait. And we had a chance in 2009 to speak up during the Iranian revolution, and we did nothing. That was a huge mistake. And I would like to talk with Israel before we make any major decisions with Iran.
Well, Senator Durbin, Israel's ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, says in the New York Times article that Israel should not be rewarded with one-on-one talks with the U.S., but they should get instead or even tougher sanctions.
I can tell you, Chris, the president has put together a strong global coalition imposing sanctions on the Iranians, including not only Europe, obviously, which has made a dramatic impact on the Iranian economy, but Russia as well. And it's had its impact. This month of October, the currency in Iran has declined 40% in value. There's unrest in the streets of Tehran, and the leaders in Iran are feeling it. That's exactly what we wanted the sanctions program to do. And this is an indication, I think it's a clear indication, the sanctions regime that President Obama has put together with Israel and many nations around the world is putting pressure on Iran to sit down and finally acknowledge that they cannot have a nuclear weapon. I think it is a positive step forward.
All right. One could ask in a cynical fashion why it's taken until the end of October of the first 4 years for this to have happened. But it's they're grasping at straws and the other side's grasping at straws. Anything to get your attention, that's the way it works in this political season. And I guess most of them in our lives have been the same, right? Lots of promises, promises that didn't get fulfilled 4 years ago. Why would you believe more of the promises that get put up? All of the promises, are they just promises or are they just, okay, pay attention to me, I'm going to get this done so that you'll vote for whatever, and give somebody 4 years, it seems that would be enough, don't you think? 1 6-year term actually would be enough for any president. One time, you're in, you're out, no fundraising, no politics while you're there, you just get the job done. Why didn't somebody wake up and get that moving? 800-510-8255. Some more from the Sunday morning programs, the news shows that are the seeds for conversation on News Talk Radio as we continue here.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255. The poll, you're going to see the headline screaming in the Wall Street Journal this morning that the two of them are locked in a dead heat. And according to the polls, anyway, I said the election was a week from tomorrow. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Here is the moderator of the last debate, Bob Schieffer, on CBS, talking to Senator Mario Rubio about the situation in Libya.
Right now we have this awful thing that happened in Libya. An American ambassador, three other Americans were killed. You're aware of all the finger-pointing, the back and forth. It was the work of terrorists. It wasn't the work of terrorists. What have you been able to find out about what happened?
Well, from the early days of that attack, it was apparent this was not just a popular uprising. Number one, in Libya, there was no record of popular uprisings against the United States. In fact, the United States is pretty highly regarded in most of Libya, and particularly in Benghazi. This ambassador was incredibly popular in Benghazi. Secondly, they were well-armed and well-executed attack. It had all the markings of a military-style attack. Here's what's troubling. What's most troubling about this is that one of the narratives that the Obama campaign has laid out is that bin Laden is dead, they've bragged about that forever, and that al-Qaeda is in retreat. And you start to wonder that they basically say, do not allow any story to emerge that counters that narrative. Is that why for 2 weeks they told us that the Libyan incident in Benghazi was a popular uprising and not a terrorist attack? Because it ran counter to their campaign narrative. I hope that that's not true. But that's what you start to wonder about. Let me point one more thing out. You said that early on in any presidency there's a moment of truth. This president had one in Iran. After the false elections there, the people took to the streets, and the president refused to line up with the Green Revolution there. He said he wasn't going to get involved in Iran's sovereignty. And the result has been disastrous. There is now no well-organized opposition in Iran because it was completely demoralized in its early days of its rebellion by the president's lack of engagement.
Let me go back just to that instant. In the beginning, the administration was first saying it appeared that it was the result of a spontaneous demonstration. The president said no, he had called it an act of terror from the first. Today, there are some American newspapers, the Los Angeles Times among them, the Washington Post, quoting CIA people as saying it may have been the work, may have been inspired by a spontaneous demonstration.
Well, that's not the evidence that you've seen. I mean, these folks were well-armed. It was a well-executed attack. And the truth is, let's find out the truth. Let's put all the facts on the table now so we can see exactly how it developed and we could know. But I can tell you that the markings of it, the weapons that they were carrying and the way that it was carried out in multiple stages had all the markings of a terrorist-type attack. And for 14 days, this administration did everything in its power, including on this show and others, that Sunday after the attack, to say that it was a popular uprising, that it was a spontaneous uprising linked to a YouTube video, which we now know not to be the case. Even the administration now admits that.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com for the countdown.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects with us here with your thoughts. We'll get to your calls in a few moments after a few more excerpts from talk radio programs and a little television. Here's from Saturday Night Live some fun. Seth Meyers offers up some do's and don'ts for both candidates scheduled to debate tonight.
The third and final presidential debate is Monday night in Boca Raton, Florida. With the race dead even, both candidates are looking for a performance that will shift the momentum in their favor. We thought we'd help out with a few debate do's and don'ts. All right, here we go. Do, speak loudly and clearly. You're in Boca Raton, Florida. Their city motto is, say it in my good ear. Mr. President, this one's just for you. Don't mention killing Osama bin Laden anymore. It was great and all, but Americans have a short attention span. At this point, saying you killed bin Laden is like saying you won the second season of American Idol. And Obama, do talk down to the American people. Stop assuming we know the issues as well as you. Most of us are dummies. Half the country thinks Obamacare is who we call when our iPad stops working. Mitt Romney, do mention that you saved the Olympics, but don't mention that it was the Winter Olympics. The Summer Olympics are a grand spectacle of sport. The Winter Olympics is just 48 different kinds of sliding. Don't smile so much. Your normal facial expression already looks like you're shaming a waiter. When you smile, it looks like you're about to tell your dad it's time to move into a home. And remember, you're in Boca. Also, TV networks, don't televise the post-debate stage hugs and milling about. It looks like the lights just came on at America's most boring nightclub.
All right, so that's from Saturday Night Live. Always good, a little fun here and there. 800-510-8255. Here's an excerpt from a talk radio program hosted by Dick Uliano, who talks to Matt Rausch of TV Guide about what tonight's the debate tonight, what it means in terms of the television audience.
Matt, is it likely the debate in Boca Raton will be a big draw as the previous two have been?
Well, so far they're on track to do so. The most previous ones have
outpaced 4 years ago when, according to whatever else you're reading, it seems like the engagement with the election was stronger 4 years ago. But the people watching the debates, the numbers have gone up over all the platforms. Maybe social media has something to do with that. But in many ways, they are sort of the Super Bowl of politics. These are major events. The only time you really get to see them square off against each other. And people are tuning in big numbers, and possibly it'll be the game changer for the election. It's kind of hard to say at this point, but it certainly shifted the needle after the first debate, and we'll see where the third one goes. There is a chance that this might be the lowest rated of the three because it's being billed as about foreign policy, but again, you know, they don't always stay on point, so we'll see where it goes. But definitely, it has done everything from making Big Bird a folk hero again to giving Saturday Night Live fodder for their parodies. So, yeah, it's going to be a big deal for sure.
You know, and conventionally, we always thought of presidential debates that people generally tune in for the first one, ignore the others, but the second debate was also well watched, and certainly the vice presidential debate had a lot of eyeballs on the TV set as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, people really are interested in these square-offs, and they are making, after the first one, they've all been pretty good television as well, which kind of helps as well. It doesn't always sustain for the 90 minutes, but in terms of looking at it as a TV event, they really are, they are definitely the thing for this week.
Interesting. The president isn't talking about it. I don't know why Mitt Romney isn't, but starting in January next year, 163 million of you can expect to feel the pinch of a big tax increase regardless of who wins the election. The reduction in Social Security payroll taxes due to expire at the end of the year, and hardly anybody in Washington is pushing to extend it. Neither Obama or Romney has talked about it much. Obama, for obvious reasons, wondering why Romney hasn't talked about how to fix that. Food for thought from the countdown to 28 past the hour.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Getpreparedexpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Getpreparedexpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
Tidbits of talk, 800-510-8255, morsels of delight for people on both sides of the political spectrum as the presidential race is number one, was last week, will be this week. You can be sure pretty much that's the way it'll be through the election, which is a couple of weeks from Tuesday, right? So let's move ourselves along here and get back into the discussions, listening to some of the information coming out of the Sunday TV news programs from CNN. Don Lemon talked to an undecided voter named Michael Jones.
You voted for President Obama last time. I have to ask you, why? Why haven't you been able to make up your mind this time?
It's a host of things going on. And it could be maybe just a perception problem. From hearing him speak and things going around you, the reality, things might be getting better. But from my perception, things aren't getting better. There's a lot of people out here hurting. There's people having to decide to gas their car up or provide their family with an adequate meal. Mm-hmm. There's buildings in my neighborhood that they tried having a business and they're now closed down. That's
right.
Very discouraging. And the homes bought up for sale, foreclosure.
Yeah, listen, I don't think people will disagree with you. The hard times, and as you said, it's getting better, but people are still in hard times. But listen, the choices, some people say, are quite clear. It's simple. These are the things that people care about when picking a candidate: economic issues, domestic and or social issues, and then there's foreign policy, which is really low. It's a low priority, only 4%. So let's start with the economy, which 59% of people care about. It's a big number. Number one priority there, unemployment. Here's where the candidates stand. Listen.
The unemployment rate was 7.8% when he took office. It's 7.8% now. But if you calculated that unemployment rate, taking back the people who dropped out of the workforce, it would be 10.7%. We have not made the progress we need to make to put people back to work.
The most important thing we can do is to make sure that we are creating jobs in this country, but not just jobs, good paying jobs, ones that can support a family. And what I want to do is build on the 5 million jobs that we've created over the last 30 months in the private sector alone.
All right, so either you agree with the president who says he needs more time for his jobs plan to work, or you think Mitt Romney will do a better job than the president. It's a simple, that's not going to change between now and the election, so then what gives here?
Well, you know what, at least when I spoke with the president the other day, and he was willing to say that there were some shortcomings in the 4 years of he has served. But he pointed out some interesting points, too. The car industry, the death of Bin Laden. I worked the day of 9/11. I seen people come up the street with devastated by that thing. I think they'll just be, I'm leaning towards the president because Romney describes his 5-point plan, but I don't see any kind of substance with it,
Okay.
And it seems to be that whatever negative about the president, he just harps on it. I don't see an agenda.
800-510-8255. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Will you watch the debate tonight? A, yes, I want to know more about the candidates. B, probably. I like to hear the zingers. C, I doubt it. I made up my mind who I was voting for a long time ago. D, only if there's nothing else to watch. And E, nope, can't stand watching them go at each other anymore. So if you care to fill that out, it's something that's pretty obvious right in the home page when you get to DougStephan.com. Let's continue to listen to hosts and callers and interview people. Here's actually an interview with Newt Gingrich, conducted by radio host Terry Gilbert, about last week's presidential debate.
What's your reaction?
Well, I thought that Obama did very well on style and Romney did very well on substance. But I also think that Candy Crowley actually got Obama in trouble because she brought attention to his Benghazi answer in a way that was very destructive for him. I mean, people are now spending a lot more time on the, what did he say and when did he say it than they would have if Candy Crowley hadn't intervened.
I thought that the Benghazi element, that particular theme, was number one in my mind. And to me, it was a very subtle moment when Mitt Romney could have won the whole thing, Newt, when he turned and put Obama on the defense, looking straight at him with the idea that you actually said this, sir, in the Rose Garden, challenging him. But I think it was an opportunity missed, and then Obama took the high road and said, well, carry on. Almost trying to trump Mitt Romney. How did you see it?
No, I think the same thing. I think that last night was not a particularly great debate for Obama, but that Romney missed 3 or 4 opportunities to frankly, crush him. And the evidence on Benghazi, for example, where Susan Rice, the UN ambassador, was on 5 different shows the Sunday after the attack, saying it was
right.
Because of the movie. Obama cited the film 6 times in his speech to the General Assembly of the United Nations. The State Department ran an ad in Pakistan. Nobody's used this ad, but they ran an ad in Pakistan in which they were apologizing for this movie, and they're quoting Obama. I mean, there's so much evidence that they were doing everything they could to avoid recognizing the role of al-Qaeda that I think Romney had an opportunity for a crushing victory. He came out of it, if you look at the polling numbers, which are fascinating, people give Obama victory on style, but then on the economy, on the future, on solving problems, on energy, they gave Romney huge margins. I mean, the CNN poll is amazing in how people were measuring Romney as the winner on every major substance while they liked Obama's style.
Commentary from Newt Gingrich about last week's debate. Interesting to see what he will feel. He's around a lot now for whatever reason, and I'm sure he'll be heard from a lot after the debate tonight. Here's talk host John McDonald with ABC's Vic Ratner, who's in Florida with the Romney folks.
You're in Florida, Vic, this morning?
For the Romney campaign in Florida, big rally here in Daytona Beach last night. About 10,000 turned out.
Wow.
Fireworks in the night sky, fiery remarks from Mitt Romney and his running mate, Paul Ryan. Quite a show.
Getting ready for Monday's big debate, final debate.
That's right. From here on, Romney goes into virtual seclusion to study up for Monday night's debate. Foreign policy may seem to be the president's strong suit, but Romney and his aides think that he will be ready to make some significant points when he gets that debate.
What are some of the latest disclosures on the topic of Libya, speaking of foreign policy?
The Romney people say that there are two separate sets of things going on in the Libya story that clash with one another. For example, there's a new report that when Susan Rice, the ambassador to the United Nations, went on television shortly after the Libya incident and said that the attack had been in reaction to that now infamous little video,
yeah,
that she was operating off CIA talking points. At the same time, the military, according to newly released documents, the military and the State Department already knew that it was terrorism. So who got what information to whom is still up in the air.
Shoulder launch missiles are seldom used at spontaneous demonstrations, are they?
The RPGs are rarely used at spontaneous demonstrations. You're absolutely right. But this appears to be the case, that in this situation, different parts of the government were saying different things.
Yeah.
And if the White House was getting conflicting information, we don't yet know the details.
800-510-8255. All right, let's wrap up our overview from the taco spectrum, and then we'll get into your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Greg Knapp talking about the increasing number of online death threats that Mitt Romney has been getting.
Did you know that Mitt Romney's getting all kinds of death threats, and they really spiked after the last debate? No, you didn't know that? Because they're not mentioning it on TV. You know, there was a big thing over the weekend about a shot fired through an Obama campaign office. Nobody was there. In Colorado, I think it was. And, you know, one of the things that I remember when I read that is, boy, that's horrible. I wish people weren't such idiots. And I sure am glad nobody got hurt. But, of course, you know, in the left-wing blog, yeah, see, these awful right-wingers, they're ready to just kill anybody. It's all racism. 2004, shots fired through the Bush-Cheney campaign office in Nashville, Tennessee. Nobody said racism there. Well, that's different. Okay, gotcha. Right. Well, now get this. Twitchy, if you ever go to twitchy.com, they follow the Twitter feeds of celebrities and people on the left. Okay? Here's some of the things they found after the debate on Romney. At Gotta Love 3 It, if Romney wins this election, he might as well wear a shirt that says, assassinate me, B. I'm trying to clean this up a little bit. It rhymes with witch. At Loud Jet Life, y'all ready to assassinate Romney? At Ali Joey, Romney make me want to hop through the TV and just assassinate his A. Another one. I'm going to murder Romney right now. Another. I'm going to leave off the handles now because it just gets old. Good night, y'all, because I'm getting ready to murder Romney. I ain't going to lie. Food stamps to S. I might assassinate Romney my damn self if he get elected. I'm going to murder Romney right now. If Romney's elected, I'm going to assassinate him. Hashtag sniper style. If Mitt Romney wins, which I doubt, someone should assassinate him before he ruins the lives of our generation and our children. I'm down. I hate Romney's voice. Somebody assassinate him now, please. I will bail anyone out if he was just to murder Romney right now. It keeps going. That's enough. But I think you're starting to get the idea. Pages and pages of this stuff. Now, if there were pages and pages of Twitter feeds like this about assassinating President Obama, do you think it might be something that you hear on the news somewhere?
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? I mean, when you think about it that way. 800-510-8255. What has this country come to? So the president and Mr. Romney face off in front of cameras for a third and final time tonight. Presidential campaign coming to an end. What sort of surprises do you expect? What would you like to see happen? 15 days to go until Americans
vote on November 16th. What do you think of the candidates now? 800-510-8255. Your calls next here on The Countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Waking everybody up to the art and soul of conversation, the review of the hot hits in talk radio every day. At this time, we take an item or two, and then the big collective is over the weekend, where we go through all of the top 10 items of the week. The debate is the last major chance for Romney and Obama to be seen by most of you before Election Day. 60 million viewers watched the last one. If history is any guide, it's anybody's guess as to how this face-to-face session will play out. Reputation as Romney's thought of as being wooden, but he hasn't been. So is that a good sign? The issues are China, among other things, and Libya. So how will your favorite candidate stack up? 800-510-8255. Art is listening in Utah, upset about the death threats. Go ahead, Art. You're live on The Countdown.
Hey, Doug, I don't think I can make any kind of threat towards anybody, you know, and not get called to task on that.
Well, why would you in the first place? Why would anybody? I mean, under the circumstances, yeah, especially all of these things that are online. But what is there about the anger that presents itself in our country? There's so much anger. Is it because people are afraid? Is it because people are upset about what hasn't been done? What about, where did the old-fashioned Yankee ingenuity, Yankee spirit, let's get it done, let's go out and work, let's try hard, where'd all that go? It's disappeared in most sectors. Everybody's waiting for a handout. The culture that has been spawned by the political realities of how you get elected, part of the problem in the country. And if we're going to fix the country, you've got to fix that sort of thing. The expectation that you're going to get something for doing nothing, it's appalling. And I think that's upsetting for a lot of people as well. 800-510-8255, your favorite candidate and why or not.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Presidential race focused callers. Jeremy in Nevada on Mr. Obama.
Every time that Barack Obama is being asked a question and that the American people want to know the answer to, he's not answering the question directly toward the topic. People want specific answers, yes or no. And, you know, when it comes down to oil, he did cut the oil. He and jobs. We are, like, one of the highest unemployment states there is. And it's horrible. The debt doubled under Obama. And here you have Mitt Romney, who has a success, as well, he went to New Hampshire with a $2 billion debt and turned it into a surplus of $2 billion. I mean, it's in proof. It's in black and white. It's like you gave him 4 years and he didn't succeed. So let's give somebody a chance who will.
800-510-8255. Here's Greg in Ohio with thoughts on Mitt Romney.
Governor Romney lost to John McCain. He wasn't good enough 4 years ago, but now all of a sudden he's the best thing since sliced bread. If everybody remembers correctly, and I'm pretty sure I remember this correctly, they talk about Medicare and Social Security, and I remember that Ronald Reagan took the surplus from Social Security and used it for other things. So I kind of blame Ronald Reagan or the Republicans for the lack of funds in the Social Security fund. And I look at It took two presidents, partially of Clinton and all of George Bush's term, to catch bin Laden. And he doesn't get any credit for taking care of foreign policy and terrorism. And the one thing that I remember that Governor Romney was talking about, capital gains. For middle-class people, how often do they have enough money or investments to take advantage of any tax decrease in capital gains? That's all for the wealthy people, which I see Mitt Romney as the wealthy guy who pays less taxes than me and makes more money than I'll ever see in a lifetime.
Nonsense. He paid millions of dollars in taxes. You paid millions of dollars in taxes. That's how this stuff gets twisted and turned around. The fallacy or the impact of what people say based on what they think versus what is real is really astonishing. Here's Patrick in New Hampshire.
To be honest with you, I don't understand how people don't want to have Mitt Romney as a president, because he has been private sector his whole entire life, and he, part of being capital, he took over companies and made them profitable. I just don't get why anybody would still want $5 trillion in debt and deal with that stuff.
Nice. Pretty good question. 800, but in this country, with some, it's bad to be successful. You got to be on the dole in order to be credible. Here's Melinda in Georgia with some thoughts on Rush Limbaugh.
Well, I think the media, I think they adequately reflect the temperament of our society. I mean, you have the Republicans and, like, Fox News, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I just think they're really narrow-minded, and they don't want to change their views in our society, which is changing. So I just believe that they're racist and unpopular in our day and age, and, you know, they just need to understand that we're changing. We're living in a changing world. There's different people. There's different races. There's different religions, and they don't want to accept that. They don't want to change their mindset. So in the end, they complain about the media coverage being biased, but then when you look at it, the media coverage is not reflecting that. I mean, It's small because their views are small. So I think the media adequately reflects what the larger part of society feels.
800-510-8255. Let's wrap it up with this call from Don in Indiana.
Barack Obama always has said that his favorite president is Abraham Lincoln. I had a quote from Abraham Lincoln. "You cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. You cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. You cannot lift the wage earner up by pulling the wage payer down. You cannot further the brotherhood of man by inciting class hatred. You cannot build character and courage by taking away man's initiative and independence. You cannot help them, man, permanently by doing for them what they could and should do for themselves."
Wow. That's pretty profound, and it ends on a good note here at this hour of the Talk Radio Count.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.